Wait, are you like young, like 40?
I'm actually going to be 37 this summer. I look really young though for my age. Everyone thinks I'm like around mid-20s.
Dude, same with me.
Mm. And you sound, no. And you sound super young. Like
Mark and I have so much in common.
No.
People keep thinking, are you in your 20s?
He's like young. He's a millennial.
He and I are basically the same age too. Okay. I'm rounding down.
You know what we about to do? We about to get real. We about to have conversations that Christians have behind closed doors. The scary, raw ones, the ones that make you feel uncomfortable, that's where we going. Why? Because we're family. Ustedes son mi familia.
And so this is the Brian and Janelle podcast. She's Janelle and I'm Brian. And if you don't want to miss anything, all you got to do is just hit subscribe and get that notification whenever we drop a new episode.
This or that.
It's that time of the week for This or That. This week, our wonderful Kelly has put together the rendition of this game, which is, can you tell the difference between King Lear or King James? As in, is this from Shakespeare or from the Bible? For all of you Shakespeare nerds out there, not just King Lear.
Right.
But we did the King thing, King Lear, King James. Get it?
Mm-hmm. We get it, Brian. No.
It's clever. See, it's like a dad joke. So if you get 2 out of 3 correct this week, you would win a brand new, courtesy of Thomas Nelson Publishers, in the New King James Version, the Wearsby Study Bible, with a whole bunch of notes from the Warren Wearsby. But just for playing, you'll get a Moody Radio drawstring bag no matter what.
Yeah.
We just need a contestant, John.
We have him. Mark in Cortland, good morning. You're on the air.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing
I'm excited
great.
For you because you got this, Mark.
I've been listening for a while, so I hope so.
And first question. True or false, and this is not part of the contest.
Oh, you don't have to answer.
Dad jokes are funny. True or false?
That's true. My dad, listening, and I was thinking of one of the ones my dad uses is, whenever there's a stop ahead sign, he'd always put a hand on my head and say, I'm stopping ahead.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, I've heard different versions of that. I like that one. Mm-hmm. Wow. You had an awesome dad. Or
yeah,
have. I'm sorry. I just made it awkward. So here's what we're going to do. I got quotes to read. I'm going to use my weird British accent to make it sound more Shakespeare. And you have to tell me whether it's from Shakespeare or from King James, okay? Are you ready?
Okay.
Ron, I need help.
But yea, and no I do.
Let me try that one again.
By yea, and no I do.
I have to translate this one. It says, by yea and no, I do. Mm. Is that Shakespeare or the Bible?
That sounds more like Shakespeare.
Well, it is. You did it. It's from the Merry Wives of Windsor, which sounds very British to begin with. It's Act 1, Scene 1. I know Janelle thought it was Scene 2. Anyway.
Hello, I'm
so
on.
You got one. I mean, you only need to get one more, and there's two more, so you're well on your way here.
Yeah.
Are we ready for number 2?
I'm ready.
For he hath made him to be us. Sorry, start over. Hello. Whoops.
Oh.
For he hath made him to be sin for us. For he hath made him to be sin for us.
I'm going to say the Bible.
Oh!
Wow! Mark!
Oh, you've already done it.
And you sound... Wait, are you like young, like 40?
I'm actually going to be 37 this summer. I look really young, though, for my age. Everyone thinks I'm like around mid-20s.
Dude, same with me.
Mm. And you sound super young. Like, wow, you got this. You should give him the third one. He probably got that, too.
Mark and I have so much in common.
No.
People keep thinking, are you in your 20s?
He's like young. He's a millennial. No, right? Yes, he is.
Actually, you are a millennial.
Yeah, born in 82.
That's right. All right. Millennial.
Wow, okay. He and I are basically the same age, too. Basically,
okay.
I'm running down. No, so, okay, here's the good news. We still have one left, if you'll let me read it in my funny accent, just because to make me feel better. But you've already won the Wearsby Study Bible, courtesy of Thomas Nelson Publishers, so congratulations.
I like the accent, so go ahead.
Yes!
Do not encourage that, no. Mark. Mark, please.
He's awesome.
You already won. It's okay.
I'm about to walk over there and put my hand in your head and say, stop. I just stopped ahead. Okay. Here we go. Last one.
With that dread king... that took out state upon him. With that dread king that took out state upon him.
I don't even know what
that means.
Sounds
like Shakespeare as well.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means, but yeah, it is. It's Shakespeare.
He knows. He probably, you know what it is? He's like, he knows all the Bible, and he's probably like a Shakespeare scholar.
No, I know exactly what it is.
Intimidated. He doesn't even think. He's like, oh, no, yeah, that's Shakespeare.
No, it's what it is he's basically in his late 30s and looks like he's in his mid-20s just like me, so he nailed it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I can't grow facial hair, though, so.
You don't have facial hair?
I can't really grow facial hair. That's my thing. I
believe you could, though, Mark. I think you could make it happen.
It comes out really botchy and it's not very well, so I don't do it.
No, see, but brother to brother, I had that same concern, and then I got real lazy one year, and I just gave up on shaving. And it got thicker over time. I think you should give it a shot, bro, so we can truly be twins.
We'll have to see what my wife says.
good call, answer. Bro. See, there is some truth in happy wife, happy life. There it is.
Yeah, I'm intimidated. You should, like, become friends with him, talk to him. It sounds like you would be smarter.
Well, I want to know.
By hanging with Mark.
Well, that's obviously true. How long have you been in the Moody Radio family?
Oh, actually, only for about 4 months now. I started a new job about 7 months ago. And then on my drive to Solon, it's about a 50-minute drive. I started listening to you guys in the mornings and after work, and it's been great.
That's great. Thank you for that. In fact, since you're new to us, and we're going to throw in some extra stuff in there, some more Moody Radio gear so you can spread the word and tell people you're in the family.
Tell a bunch of millennials
that
we're cool, because Brian, like, you know, he's older, so they
I'm basically a millennial.
Basically.
Okay. If I round down. Did you hear that? He said I am.
No, Brian, we got to go. Like, thank you, Mark. Congratulations. Hey, hold up. Where are you going? You know you liked your time with us. You want more. So look down, hit that button right there, subscribe, and you'll get updated episodes, and then you can hang some more.
And guess what? You can help us. How? A 5-star rating. Not 4, 3, 2, 1. No, 5.
Guess what? You can also hang with us live weekday 6 to 9 a.m. Interact with us, talk with us. Download the Moody Radio app.
Or at brianandjanelle.org.
And we don't put all this together all by ourselves. There's some great people behind all this production. We want to thank Ron Eastwood, Kelly Ryder, Paul Carter, Doug Hainer, and our awesome and fearless leader, Josue Villa.
And finally, this podcast is a production of Moody Radio in Cleveland, the ministry of Moody Bible Institute.
Well, Brian, that's a wrap.
Yep.